Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a couple of small donations from two of my Patreon patrons called Jack and Donkey Kong. I'll cover Jack's first and then I'll get on with Donkey Kong's. So here's what Jack has to say. Greetings, Sandman. I'm 23 years of age. I was raised by an egotistical and self-described matriarchal single mother. She tried to indoctrinate me and my brother throughout childhood with beliefs that women were superior to men in virtually every single way. Those were her words. This was aided by her decision to raise us in a very small area far from civilization. I had no male role models besides what I saw on television. At a young age, I sensed her BS and never listened to her. As a result, I have little to no relationship with her today. I now live on my own with a small apartment, a career as an electrician, and drive a Camaro convertible. I'm conservatively an 8 out of 10 on the looks department. I'm quite sarcastic, snarky, cynical, and generally treat everyone poorly. This, along with my love of working out, has actually aided me in meeting and being intimate with lots of women. But if I ever got rejected or ignored by women, it destroyed my self-esteem. I guess I wasn't used to failure. I believe I straddle the line between an alpha and a beta. I'm in good shape and look like an alpha, but once I develop feelings for a girl, my alpha attitude would change to that of a mangina, and they'd quickly lose interest, or just stick around and use me for my assets. I've long believed that the game was rigged, and now I know that to be true. Now on to my question. What's your advice for a 23-year-old man who's just starting to go his own way? I've shed my desire for female validation and strive to only please myself, but I don't think that I can actually cut out women altogether. Thank you. Well, Jack, thanks for your donation as well as your topic. Half the battle is ridding yourself of the desire for female validation to begin with. Once you understand how women operate, you understand that their validation doesn't really add up to much. Yes, they will validate you so that you're a lot easier to use, as I'm sure you've experienced. They're just buttering up your ego so they can get you to sell your Camaro and sop up all that money with the biscuit. At this point, you're still young and your drive to chase women is there. I found that my drive to pursue women died down in early 2016 when my life mission outstripped my desire for relationships. The way I did this was to focus on my travel channel in addition to my MGTOW channel, and also think of ways to build an AI lover bot. Essentially, I buried myself in as much work as possible and am still in that particular situation, where I have just enough time to get what I need to do in a day, and my day is then over. I have zero free time to think about women because I'm so busy. I can also relate to your issues of treating people like a jerk, except I have the opposite problem. I treat people too nicely and I'm way too agreeable and don't know how to stop being this way. I sometimes wish I wasn't such a good person deep down inside and could be a little bit more like Darth Vader. When I figure out how to be more of a jerk in my life and share it, only maybe then will I actually be able to help you become less of a jerk. Are you really sure that you're not still looking for female validation and approval? By sharing about how good-looking you are, how you have a Camaro, and how you're a bad boy, I couldn't shake this feeling that you were looking for validation from the online MGTOW community for some reason. Think about it for a moment. Could it be possible that you're still seeking validation, but you haven't actually admitted it to yourself? I told him that honestly I don't have an answer as to how and why I became a MGTOW monk. It wasn't like something I just wanted to do or something that I tried to do, but it just happened. Partially I got sick of dating, partially it was me understanding female nature. Ultimately, I got to the point where the negatives outweighed the positives, and I got really, really angry at the end of every single relationship with myself because I was willing to accept disrespecting myself by wasting my precious time on a woman that acted like a prissy poodle. I got sick and tired of doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. The relationships got predictable and so did women's behavior. I got bored because I could see the same archetypal woman over and over and over again. I also saw how my mind deteriorated the deeper I fell in love and became a sitcom buffoon. I fell into my very own version of mental hell where I started to think like Homer Simpson. I lost respect for myself and so did the people around me. So that was the last straw because I could either choose to have self-esteem and be free, or I could choose to hang my head down low and say yes dear while shedding a tear. Also the constant stress of never having the option to do a good job to my own satisfaction because I had to rush through things to basically go spend some time with baby cakes. The more I think about it, the more I realize that women don't even actually like spending time with us men. They spend time with us to babysit us like they would a child to make sure that we're actually behaving ourselves. You call her your baby. Maybe you should actually call her your babysitter. It's more like a teenager supervising an adult. Who wants or needs that in their lives? My thoughts are that becoming a MGTOW monk is not something that you consciously go through and decide. If you do, then you'll usually fail at it. From the middle of 2013 to early 2015, I consciously went out of my way to avoid women in relationships. But then I was dragged back in by my weenie tot kicking and screaming. It wasn't until I actually went through the meat curtains meat grinder more than a few times that I learned that it was actually a bad choice for my mental, emotional, financial, spiritual, and physical health. Not to mention that I took most of my life force and wasted it by simply flushing it down the toilet. Once it all sank in, that's when I actually ran for the hills and went monk mode. Going monk was not a choice like it was for TFM because of the yes means yes laws. For me, it was not a choice. Either I did it or I was constantly feeling rage at the behavior of the women that I was dating. I hope my rant helps you, Jack. Anyways, now on to what Donkey Kong had to say. Hello, Sandman, I have a question. Should I seek someone extraordinarily like the old lady in Deadpool? I'm 19 years of age and I'm traveling to learn how to build earthships. My fear is living a life without purpose. I went through my adolescence a monk, not realizing it, until I took the red pill marking my transformation. Sandman, I'm facing character assassination by crazy feminists that I went to school with. No Instagram and no online profile other than YouTube. Unquote. I'm sorry, Donkey Kong, but I actually can't read more of your text. It just makes zero sense, and if I were you, I would take an English course to learn how to structure sentences properly and put together your words in a way that other people can understand as well. Somewhere in your word storm, you mentioned that in adolescence, you were a MGTOW monk. I think the term you were looking for is incel or TFLer. You mentioned that you're also 19 years of age as well. Whoever passed you through high school, I'd suggest you actually talk to them to basically put you back in. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to help you deal with reality. It's hard to find a job or send a proper email if you don't know how to communicate. If you don't improve your writing skills, you're just going to go through life frustrated because no one will hire you or want to be around you. So please do yourself a favor and learn to write good. If anyone senses an angry tone in my voice, you're absolutely right. Reading Donkey Kong's comments made me just that angry. Angry that there's a generation of men out there that have been passed through the grades instead of being educated, and when they get out into the workforce, they can't compete with women out there because those women actually know how to communicate better, and the men are handicapped in a sense because they can't function properly. Donkey Kong, you also spoke about knives and samurai swords, as if you were some sort of superhero or something. You're not a monk or a hero. My thinking is that you're a guy that has a very hard time getting women, or did in the past. I'm worried that in coming years I'm going to read about some guy in a trench coat and a fedora with a samurai sword going all Kill Bill on a football field full of cheerleaders. Don't be that guy. I hope for your sake that MGTOW has taught you enough about female nature to keep the deadly combination of pom-poms and samurai swords away from one another. You and Jack seem to be the two extreme sides of the spectrum. That's why I thought it was appropriate to make a video with both of you guys in it. One guy wanting to become a MGTOW monk by choice, and the other MGTOW monk that probably has no choice. You probably wouldn't mind a little bit of action with girls, Donkey Kong, and yet you have Jack saying that he wants to learn how to have nothing to do with them. What a world we live in. Men that can access women want to get away from them. Guys that can't access women convincing themselves that they don't want to access women by choice and want to get away from them as well. Women wondering where all the good men have gone as well. Women want it all. They want the good-looking eligible man like Jack to give them attention while he wants to go monk mode and they won't like that. They also probably want guys like Donkey Kong to be their beta orbiters and guys like him say that they're monks too. Eventually the MGTOW monk, regardless of if he's voluntary or involuntary, is going to have a huge impact on society. And I don't think that most people understand this. At this point, all the media coverage of MGTOW makes the false assumption that all men going their own way are MGTOW monks. The reason I believe they're trying to spin it off in that direction is to make it sound incredibly radical. They don't really want to talk about guys that don't want to commit and get married or live with a woman while still dating them because feminism in the courts handicap men. That would also make more sense to men and sounds a lot more reasonable. But the media doesn't want MGTOW to sound reasonable. They want it to sound so extreme to the average guy listening that he just thinks these guys are crazy to give up interacting with women entirely cold turkey. For the mainstream, either a guy is a noble blue pill cock or he's an extremely red pill monk. There is no in between. Just like when they say that male sexuality in our culture is binary too. Either you're straight or you're gay. Being MGTOW, according to the establishment, simply means that you're a straight woman hater, which couldn't actually be further from the truth. But that's the narrative that's being spun. I don't know if it's intentionally done or if the newspapers just copy the musings of MGTOW articles that came before them in the past. I don't think it's a conspiracy. I just think it's lazy plagiarizing. At the rate women are going with their entitlement and feminism, and with lover bots eventually, every man will become a MGTOW monk regardless of if it's voluntary or involuntary. Anyways, that's all I've got to say for today. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, so enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.